6 in the morning, ever since I can remember. Water cart, cotton sack, cussed at for nothing, beat for nothing, work for nothing, was nothing. I'll write that down. When you going?
What?
Detroit, Chicago. You told me you got to California once. You like it there?
I'm glad I went.
Glad you come back?
Not always.
You going to California again?
I don't know.
You have a somebody liking a nan, too.
So what's this? You asking the questions now?
She said talk.
My Tant Lou was like your Miss Emma.
She brung you up when your mama and daddy didn't, like mine and nan did me?
Yes.
Both us got left behind, huh?
Yes.
You like that?
I like my Tant Lou. Not being left behind.
Won't be both of us for very long. Or just you. When you gonna die, Mr. Teacher?
I don't know when I'm going to die. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe today.
Wish we was what?
What's this now, Jefferson, you're doing to me?
Miss Emma said talk.
No, I don't wish I was white.
A lot easier. You teach anywhere.
I am who I am, Jefferson. I'm like you, and I'm glad I am like you.
Well, so when you going to California, who you leaving behind? See, I got to understand what I'm to do here. I thought I did. Well, just be what the white man say. Let him drag a hog to the chair. Damn if I walk for him. And I still don't know what I'm going to do. Walk or get dragged. Because either way, Mr. Paul?
Okay, Jefferson.
Well, it's hard. Old hog has to figure it out.
Jefferson thanks you for the pecans. I got your paper with all your names on it. I thank Odessa Freeman for writing it up in straight lines. It looks good. I took it to the courthouse and permission has been granted. It will be arranged for all of you to say hello to Jefferson in the day room in person. I am very much impressed that you thought of this on your own. I have been very hard on you in the past because I thought that you needed that. But at this moment, you have nothing but my respect and my admiration. Two trucks will be ready tomorrow morning to take you to the jail and bring you back. We will have a brief recess and then geography. And I will be hard on you again.
First, a sin box. Now a notebook and pencil. All he does is listen to the radio and write in the notebook. Talk to me? Talk to Miss Emma? No. See what you've done.
Yes, I gave him a radio and a pencil and a notebook.
He should be praying to his God, not listening no radio, writing in no book.
And I would do it again. Both are good for him.
You are sending his soul to hell.
I want him in heaven as much as you do, Reverend.
Oh, how can that be? If it's a place you don't believe in.
No, I don't believe in it.
Then how can you tell him to believe in it?
I will never tell him not to.
And that's all? Face eternity with a pencil and a radio?
It's the best I can do.
Suppose he writes, when I die, will heaven be there? What you say then?
I hope he doesn't ask me that.
Suppose he do.
Then I won't lie to him.
Not for her sake? Not for his?
No, sir.
I'm taking that sin box away from him. I am breaking that pencil in two. I will burn that notebook.
If you do, I won't go in there again.
That would be the best thing that could happen to him. Sister Emma tells me you hate teaching. You hate the South. You going away and not teaching our children anymore. Well, good.
You don't like what I wrote?
Yes, I do.
It's spelled all wrong.
Never mind the spelling, just cross words out.
I did.
I can read this. I like it.
What'd you like?
I like this bad dream.
Over and over. Walking to somewhere, I don't know where. And before I get to the door, I wake up so scared. I know that behind the door is the chair. You like that?
Make you feel better now you wrote about it, or worse?
Better.
What did you write about that doesn't feel better?
When Reverend Ambrose asked me if I know the Lord died for me, do I want to meet God and the angels in heaven with all my heart and soul? The man start crying again, say, Lord, forgive our sin. Her and Reverend Ambrose praying and praying on their knees. Well, I was glad when Paul said time's up and took me out of there.
I see that here. You wrote, about God, I just don't understand. Good.
Not understanding is good?
Knowing that you don't is.
Huh. What you like I wrote?
What we see outside that window.
Just a tree, birds, some sky.
You just put it down. What's there? Good. What's out there now?
Some bird.
What kind of bird?
Like a bluebird.
I see you wrote about the children.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Why?
Well, they come here to see me, or that whole class. Some scared to look at me. I could see that.
And you set that down.
Oh, good. But most was brave. My little cousin Estelle even come up and kissed me on the jaw. I couldn't hold it back no more and cried. Well, and then the next day, it looked like everybody from the quarter come here.
And you took note of who did?
Oh, well, sure. Because there was Miss Julia and Joe and Auntie Agnes and Miss Harriet and Mr. Newman and Miss Sarah, Miss Lila, Mr. Harry, and Miss Lena and Lil Buck and God knows who all.
And when they left, did you read what you wrote?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remembered all kinds of things. Well, that suit half little box size, because Miss Rita got it, I reckon, well, 2 years ago. Now him still in it, arms sticking out like this. Little Bach give me a marble. You know how he is, always looking all around all the time.
Little Bach a little off in the head.
Yeah. Well, he reached in his pocket and he pulled out a marble to give me, and it was his Aggie. That's the best one. And he didn't want to give me no big Aggie, so he stuck it back in his pocket, and he pulled out a little Pee-wee. He wanted to give me something. Not that Aggie, a little Pee-wee.
And you saw that and wrote it down.
And when Miss Vivian come to see me, and y'all look so good together. Well, she got on a pretty dress with pretty flowers on it. And she talked so nice to me, not putting on airs, just quality in her. Well, me so ugly, but she smells so sweet. And she say, I'm looking good and strong. She put her hand right here on my shoulder. I start trembling. And she leaned in close and kissed me. She was the first lady that pretty ever touched me. And when she left, I could smell her powder scent and feel her mouth on my face.
And you wrote that down, too.
Uh-huh. What grade you giving me for this work?
B plus.
Oh, not no A?
Not yet.
What I got to do to get an A?
A good man asked me to look deep in me. I couldn't then, but I'm trying to now. You do that and write it down. What you feel deep in you?
Deep in me?
Deep in you.
Hmm. Well, last time I seen the Nan, how old she looked, how tired, thought about her. I said I loves her. She never kissed me in my whole life before, but she did then. I let her hold me as long as she want. I write about that so I don't forget. I broke the point.
Paul? May we have the sharpener?
Here.
I'm going to have Nanan cook me a pork chop for my last meal, with okra and rice and cornbread.
What about all that ice cream?
Just a little Dixie cup. Oh, and a moon pie.
Here. Let me know when you need the sharpener again.
Yes, sir. I keep on looking deep in me?
Yes.
And that'll make my writing better.
It will. B plus is good work. That A can't be far off.
I get it. You tried hard, Mr. Wiggins, make me think I'm somebody.
You are somebody.
You look tired, too, Mr. Wiggins, like Nanan. I'll write that down, too. And I'll write down, well, you a good man.
So are you, Jefferson.
I never said that to nobody. Nobody never said that to me.
Now we have.
I'll write about it.
It has to be done here.
Why?
It's in the warrant. It has to happen in the parish where the crime was committed. No real prison in the parish. That means the courthouse.
How can they do it?
They have to truck in the chair tomorrow morning. Paul Bonin said they'll hide it so people won't get upset. It'll be in something marked state government, inside some crate or under some canvas. They carry the chair inside, then back the truck up to the window. Wires go from the generator on the back of the truck through the window to the chair.
People can see that.
And hear it. And they have to test it. It'll be heard blocks away.
What?
Things go wrong. Electricity gets interrupted. Not be enough. So they make sure. Oh, yeah. With the chair comes a real live state executioner.
Executioner?
Some electrician, Paul said, who doesn't mind a job on the side. Sometimes they know what they're doing, and sometimes they don't. Bodies catch on fire, eyes blow out. Sometimes they have to do it twice, three times.
Oh, Grant. Where in the courthouse are they going to do it?
In the only room big enough for the witnesses and Jefferson and the chair. The storeroom.
Where you've been meeting him.
Tomorrow between 12 and 3.
Will you be there?
No, I'll be at school. Reverend Ambrose will be there. I can't walk those last steps with Jefferson. He can.
Miss Emma?
She'll wait for Reverend Ambrose outside to come tell her it's done. How about yourself?
I'm staying home from school with my children.
Won't that get you in trouble?
No colored people are working in town tomorrow.
None on the plantation either.
Are you going to see Jefferson again?
Once more this afternoon.
Well, Jefferson, we all here. We still don't know what we're going to do, but we hope and pray for you. And we got something to eat. Will you listen if the Reverend Ambrose prays for us just a little while?
I simply ask you, Lord, come down into this town. Come down into this courthouse and walk among us here. Go into each cell, touch each and every heart.
Yes, Lord.
Be with us is all we ask. Bless the gift on this table to nourish our bodies so we may do thy will. Amen.
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 Can I play my radio?
Will you hear the word?
My radio, please.
Oh, what are we going to do here?
Listen to the Bible, not the radio.
Oh, Lord, Lord, tell us what to do.
Maybe the teacher knows.
Grant?
I don't know what to do. Let's hope Jefferson does.
The radio, Jefferson?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, do you have to
Let him.
Miss Emma.
Let him.
As you say.
Just turn it down a little. Like that.
Thank you. So, what now?
I called in the teacher, Grant. Teach.
And I have to listen to this?
For me.
For you. Well, teacher.
Jefferson, do you know what a hero is? That is a man who does something for other people. Something other men can't do. I'm not a hero. Never will be. I want to run away. That is not a hero. A hero does for others, like for your Nanan, like for the children in the school. A hero would do anything for the people he loves to make their lives better. And a black hero has to face white people. Not all of them hate us, but a lot of them do. They think we are animals with no dignity, no heart, no love for our people. The last thing they want to see in a black man is the same good things that are in all men and all women. Look at me, Jefferson. We need you more than you need us. I'm a man who doesn't know what to do. I need a hero to tell me what to do and what kind of man to be. I need you to teach me that. You can do that for all of us. Me, your Nanan, even Reverend Ambrose, You can be bigger and better than any man you or I have ever met.
Folks, you'll have to move this along. Paul, we're getting a black curtain from the public school. It'll hang there so we don't have to move all this stuff. The chair goes here, wired from the truck. Witnesses will come in here and stand here, and we'll bring him down the corridor between them. Now, we got to get this ready pretty soon. How are you, Jefferson?
All right.
Anything you need?
No, sir.
You been treated right here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we let these people visit you and the children the other day, play your radio, keep your light on at night so you can write in your book?
Yes, sir.
So you can write that down in there too, right?
A word with you, Sheriff.
Yes?
Please.
Yeah. Oh. Everything will be, what it is. You folks, take your time.
You heard him.
Does anything I'm saying mean anything to you?
You asking lots of me.
That's what people do of heroes.
Why can't a hero be dragged? Why walk when it's wrong?
I don't know the answer to that.
And you the teacher. You believe in God like Reverend Ambrose?
No. But you have made me think something makes people care about other people. I do believe that now.
Reverend Ambrose said I got to give all that up down here. Just God and heaven important now.
Reverend Ambrose is a wise man.
But you've been telling me something else, not that. You've been telling me I'm the one. I got to do everything.
I guess I have.
How?
I don't know how. I just know you can.
You do?
I do.
In one day? Well, that's all I got. I'm going to do that.
You will know what to do because you're a better man than I am.
And make me a better man because I got to die tomorrow?
I'm having a hard time looking at you, Jefferson. I'm about to fall apart.
Well, don't. Do something else.
What?
Stay here. Teach.
Teach?
Yeah. Nanan? Reverend Ambrose?
Yes, Lord.
I agree. He should. Yes, Lord.
Well?
I promise all of you that.
In that electric chair, what it gonna be like, Mr. Wiggins?
It won't take long, Jefferson.
How you know?
Read it in a book. Supposed to just knock you out.
Like Joe Louis?
Yes, like Joe Louis.
I'm all right now. Let's go back and eat. Preacher Ambrose, you sit here. Mr. Wiggins, Nanan, mm-hmm. Can you say the blessing again?
Bless this food and the four of us. And thank you, Lord. Amen.
That gumbo sure smells good. Nanan, will you give mine to me?
Yes, my boy.
Well, I believe we could use some music.
At 12 o'clock, we will stop our work, and you will be excused from class. If it is raining, you will stay in the classroom. But if it is not, you will go outside on the grass under the trees. Please sit down there and wait. You can use handkerchiefs or coats if you wish to kneel. If you need to pray, do, but quietly to yourselves. Please do not say anything to each other. Please think about Jefferson. When it is time, I will let you know. You will come back to class, and I will tell you what has happened.
Died at 137. He was the bravest man in the room. He said goodbye to me, wished me well, left me his radio. He wished Sheriff Guidry well. He thanked Reverend Ambrose. Any last words, he said, tell Nanan I walked. The state executioner strapped him in. Reverend Ambrose prayed one last time and did it well. The executioner put a black cloth over his head. He took a deep breath and we killed him. Here's his notebook. Someday I hope you'll give me the privilege of reading it.
Someday.
Grant, I will never forget this day. Or him, or you. Tell the children he was the bravest man in the room. I'm his witness.
Maybe you'll come back and tell them yourself.
It would be an honor.
Children, come in. I have things to tell you.
I don't know if you'd be able to read this, Mr. Wiggins. I can hear my heart beat and my hand shake. But I see the sun coming up in the morning. There's a bird in the sycamore tree, a bluebird. I'm writing it down. Sky, tree, bluebird. Mr. Wiggins, tell them I'm strong. Tell them I'm a man. Sincerely, Jefferson.
This concludes our presentation of A Lesson Before Dying by Romulus Linney. The cast, in alphabetical order, was Rick Fouché as Deputy Paul Bonin, Keith Glover as Grant Wiggins, Jamal Marsh as Jefferson, Linda Powell as Vivian Baptiste, Jefferson A. Russell as Reverend Ambrose, Jerry Whidden as Sheriff Sam Guidry, and Beatrice Wind as Emma Glenn. Directed by Nick Olcott. Stage manager Lynn Falouche. Recording engineer and editor, Gary Jaffe. House sound, Joe Selden. Foley artist, Gary Spiesler. Associate producer, Susan Robb. Line producer, Nick Olcott. And executive producer, Susan Albert Lowenberg. Radio Theater Live is an LA Theater Works radio production in collaboration with Ford's Theater and presented by the Smithsonian Associates and the Voice of America.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.